And boom. What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing the Dream. I'm your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And what's happening? We on number two. I mean, it's like number four, but this is I'm at home. I'm at home again. And you know, it's hey man, we doing our thing. How y'all doing? Y'all good? Y'all out there writing? Y'all out there putting the pen to the paper? You know, you got to keep moving if you're trying to chase this dream, man. It don't stop. It just upgrade. And I'm trying to upgrade as much as possible. You never know where this is going to lead you to until you bring the horse to the water. You know, you bring the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. He in there, though. He in that water looking at his reflection like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Bitch, drink the water. You're thirsty, ain't you? He don't know. He don't know if you're thirsty or not, but we doing our thing. Announcements. Ain't no real announcements and nothing like that. It's just, you know, nigga out here living, trying to do what you got to do. More shows and shit coming up. I'm trying to do my thing, basically. It's been nice, though. It's been nice. I've been trying to revamp to see where the hell I'm supposed to go. What is my trajectory of actually getting somewhere or getting someplace? I don't know. You know, it's very difficult when you don't see when you're in the moment. You can never see what's really going on when you're in the moment. You're just in the moment, and it's like, fuck it. It's gonna get it. It feels like this glare from the light is just too much. And so what I'm gonna do is, there it is. That's much better. That feels better on my eye, on my pupils here, because I got the shades on today. I got the spectacles on today. And speaking of spectacles, I probably need to go get to the eye doctor. I got insurance now. You know, it's very difficult for any type of entertainers to actually go and get insurance. And, you know, but it's not just entertainment for me. It is electrical. So that's what helps me get insurance. And with the baby, probably you can hear back there. He out there whining. He doing his thing. Yeah, you need insurance. Insurance is good. I ain't been to the doctor in like, shit, probably since high school. And I've been out of high school for a very long time. You need to go to the doctor. You need to probably get your rectum checked. Need to see how them prostates is looking. I'm almost 40. 40 is close. If y'all seen my stand-up bits, it's right around the corner. Right over the shoulder. And it's like, what do you do? You definitely gotta get your health checked. That's always a good thing. Get that health in order, because you never know. You never know what the hell could happen. I got a lot going on. It's so much in my head that I don't know how to deal with it. Just one day at a time. One day at a time. Woo-sah that shit. Woo-sah. And see how you feel after that. I need to get into my meditation. Meditation is... it's null and void at the moment. I haven't been doing it, but I would like to get more into it. I probably need help from other people, but you know, that's also reaching out, and that's more shit that you got to do. But it is good to have help from other people. Not everybody does this alone. You know, I've been watching Millionaire Matchmaker lately. Just getting back on it. It's so good, because she shits on everybody and she gives no fucks about certain people. And it's just like, hey, I bet you too ugly, you too big, you too small. Back in the early 2000s, that's when people really didn't give a fuck about other people's feelings, and it didn't matter if he was politically correct or not. Boom, this is how I feel. Nowadays, everybody's also soft-hearted, and it's difficult. It's difficult to take criticism. So, you know, I'm one. Hey, you know, if you criticize me, hey, I'm with it. Criticize as much as possible. I don't get much criticism, but for those people who are following me on Instagram and shit, follow me. You do like and subscribe, or however you feel, do your thing. I have a hacked account, which is terrible. These scammers are scamming. Okay, scammers be scamming, and it can really break you down. It can really tear you down. But if you know me personally, and like the more people that are starting to follow me, they don't know me personally. So that is, there's a hacked account out there that try to get you to go ahead and sign up for my wife's, vote on my wife's. It doesn't even say my wife. It says my girlfriend, my girl, is out here and she's in a makeup contest. Go vote for her. Click this link to vote for her. And they'll steal all your information. So don't click that link. Don't click the link. I won't send you shit. I won't ever send you shit like that. It is rare that I will talk to you. It's you know, I rarely respond. I mean, I respond. I do like comments, and I do like when people, you know, they give me nice critiques on what I'm doing. Hey, keep that up. Keep that up. I appreciate the shit out of that. But, you know, when if I ever tell you to vote for something and it's not me, my wife will come to you personally if she wants you to vote for her for something, but she doesn't do anything to where you need to vote for her at all. Like, she prefers to keep her things private. Not like private to where when you click on her, you gotta be asked to see what she's doing. Not that type of private. Just she like to keep things to herself, you know. So don't look at me. I won't. You see my shirt? Can it be seen? I got the Bob Ross on today. Yeah, I won't be telling you, hey, do this, do that. Now, I don't like telling people what to do. You know, that's probably why I do this on my lonesome all the time anyway. You know, just to set this up, it takes so long to get where you want to get. And then when you get the things that you want to get, it's still like, oh, this is just more work. This is just more on me now. And hey, if that's what you want to do with your life, you go for it. You know, I'm not going to stop, though, you know. I have a millionaire matchmaking mindset. I like that. Millionaire matchmaking mindset. I like alliteration. That's why I'm the maniacal menace. It's a mindset to the matchmaking. You know, I'm definitely down to go ahead and put my expertise on the line just to help others. I would like to help others. However, this is possibly helping people. You know, I might have some silly outtakes or whatnot, but other than that, you know, it's not gonna get nowhere if I don't branch out. You know, I definitely need to branch out somehow. I mean, I know how to. You can't do it all alone. You can't do it by yourself. You definitely gonna need assistance with whatever this is. Wherever my life takes me, I definitely need some type of assistance, because doing it by yourself, it's okay, but not everybody is like me, you know, because I'm different, I'm weird, you know, so there's certain little aspects that I can't deal with people for too long. I guess that's most comics, though. That's most entertainers. It's just like, once you take all that energy in, it's just like, oh, okay. And I have a lot of energy in this house. This house, just apparently, people with a lot of energy attract animals. You know, I've looked it up. I hit up Dr. Google, and this is what Google said. Google's like, nigga, you're good energy. The animals, they feel your energy, so they want to be around you. They feel comfortable in your presence. And I don't ask for it, you know, but this is how we got most of the animals at my house. This is why I have chickens. I have chickens now, because apparently my energy it radiates from this sanctuary that I live in, to where they're like, hey, man, I feel comfortable here. My last people threw me out, and, you know, I ain't nowhere to go, so I came here. And, you know, when these animals get here, it feels like Tony Baker is talking through them. And I don't know what to do at the time, because I ain't never owned chickens. I'm a nigga from the city. Like, we don't normally own chickens. They might have roosters around because the Mexicans moved in. And they don't tell you how to take care of them. You know, you got to figure that shit out on your own. And I did. I figured it out. It's fun. I got two chickens now. Two chickens. And chickens, they cheap. You can buy chickens for like $15, maybe less than that. It depended on where you go. All right. And they got a farmer's market out here, and they just be selling chickens. They sell chickens, emus, goats. Who needs an emu? Where you get emus from? For what? What you gonna do with this emu? I don't know. Liberty Mutual, maybe? Have it in commercials? I'm not sure. Goats? My wife wants a donkey. I don't know where we're gonna get a donkey from, but if a donkey shows up in our yard, I guess we could take it in, but also we're gonna see if it belonged to somebody. Like, alpacas would be nice, you know, but I don't want a farm. It's just, that's too much work on me. I already got work during the day trying to figure out how I can make money without having to go to work and make enough money to where I can pay these bills and not have to go to work and worry about electrical. I don't want to worry about electrical at all times, but sometimes you just gotta live, man. You gotta live and take what God gives you. I don't know why he gave me chickens, but I love it. It's nice to have chickens. These chickens, they give me eggs. Eggs are delicious. Delicious eggs. They're not all the same size. They're not always all the same color. But, you know, it feels nice to not have to go to the store and worry about buying them. I could get more eggs. My first chicken that came up here, it had an eye problem. One eye was just shut. It looked like a Quasimodo. It was a Quasimodo chicken that showed up on my porch. And I was like, okay, it's not going to leave. So what are we going to do? We're going to take it in. And her parents were just like, this is how you do it. And this is what you do to take care of chickens. And so, you know, boom. I own chickens now. And, you know, it's not like that was on the agenda. It's just, this is what's happening now. And, you know, I get along with the program. Like, you know, if something is handed to me, I'll figure out how to deal with it. And then I deal with it after that. And, you know, now I got chickens. And it is a responsibility, just like most things, just like a child. Not like a child, but kind of like a child. You know, once the child is here, it's like you got to take care of it. And so now these chickens are here and I got to take care of them. And, you know, so I Googled and it's like, why my chicken eyes so wonky? And, you know, it told me what I got to do. And Amazon is there with all the type of medications that you can get for any type of farm life. And I got some stuff for its eye. And now I can see out of both eyes. It can see clearly now that the rain is gone, even though it has been raining a lot lately. And it can see pretty good now. And I'm happy for it. But this chicken that has just showed up on my porch, I don't know how old it is. They let you know how old it is. They tell you how to figure out how old it is, but you can't really tell how old it is. Like, so I don't know if this is an old chicken or if it's a young chicken and it just don't lay eggs. This one don't lay eggs, but I take care of it. And she's a lot nicer than the new chicken that I got. And there's a vent in the back. Apparently, if you put your fingers by the vent, it's like a butthole, but it's not the butthole. That's just where the eggs come from. And you vent and you put your four fingers back there and you can tell if it's going to be giving you eggs or whatnot. When you go up to pet the chicken, if it real quick, it'll bow down to you. And that means it's ready to lay. You know, things that you find out when you own chickens. And It's a fun thing, but chickens are little bitty raptors and they don't care. They just, when they see you, you think it's cute because they're running up to you and they just want to eat though. They just ready to eat and they know that I'm going to feed them. I put them in a certain spot. I feed them in a certain area, which they tell you to do. And when I go feed them the chicken that I bought, okay, one chicken is named Henny Penny, and the other chicken is named Chicken Lickin'. Okay, so the chicken that I did buy, this chicken is a little ornery motherfucker, and it is, when it's feeding time, she is ready to be fed. She's like, okay, hurry and feed me now. I need you to feed me now. I don't know what all this extra shit you're doing. You're putting all this stuff on her eye. That's fine, but I need to be fed so it pecks at my calves. And after a while, it gets aggravating. I don't care to be pecked at. Like, I'm not part of the pecking order. I am bigger than you. Get in my belly because you're a chicken. Like, don't do that. And if you overfeed the chickens, because you can overfeed a chicken. I'm going off on chickens a little bit too much. But this is what I got to do. This is what I do. This is part of the journey. This is what's happening. So I feed chickens. You feed a chicken too much, there's an expression, stuck in a chicken's craw, or whatever. I'm not white, so I don't know expressions like that. But there's an expression, which is if there's a lot of food that gets stuck in their craw, and because they don't have the digestive system to break things down, and when it gets stuck there, it looks like a tumor. And yeah, I don't deal with tumors. I don't deal with pussy shit, and I don't like clotting and all that. So to see that this chair, I'm like, I was wondering, because you don't know. Nobody tells you. I ain't got nobody out here telling me, oh, this is what's wrong with the chicken. I just had to kind of figure out. Dr. Google, he hit me up. I hit up Dr. Google. Google's like, this is what's going on. So I'm like, oh, okay. And so basically what I got to do is I got to come home and I got to choke my chicken. I got to choke both of their asses, just because there's the only way that what you need to do is you need to like shove olive oil down their throat. Not shove it, but take a syringe and squirt it in there, because, I mean, it's just not going to take the olive oil. They're just not going to eat olive oil out of your hand and shit. Plus, they got beaks. They can't just sop it up. So you gotta assist them. You gotta assist them. And the only way I found out how to assist these chickens with getting olive oil down their throat is I choke that motherfucker. Choke my chicken. I choke both of my chickens when I get home. So, you know, it sounds silly, but that's exactly what I got to do. It is. It looks harsh, I mean, but hey, I like these eggs, and this is the only way that I'm gonna be able to continue getting produced eggs is if I go ahead and fix this stuffed cross situation. So, you know, choke the fuck out of them, and yeah, these are the things you learn. I mean, I like learning new things, especially when, like, I am forced to learn them. And like this whole situation here with this newness and all that, you know, I am forced to learn the ins and outs of what's happening here. Like, I would like all this to be better for me, but it's not like I have somebody at my house being like, oh, nigga, back up, or oh, nigga, the lighting is off. You need more lighting here and more of this there. It's a lot. And, you know, it's bringing somebody else in my bubble, and, you know, we don't. Not all for the bubble bringing, the breaking of the seal. You know, I got a nice little mug today. Yeah, another peanuts. My wife likes peanuts. It was hard to swallow just now. Peanuts, Charlie Brown, whoever, whatever. You know, I have a legitimate question of why Charlie Brown is called Peanuts, and Peanuts is, I never knew. I was like, is it Charlie Brown or is it Peanuts? Is it Jesus Christ or is it God? Who knows? It doesn't matter. People know. But at this point in time, I don't have that knowledge to give to you. So it's just like, this is what it is. It's like, hopefully I'm in frame at this moment. You in frame, Kyle. You good. Don't let them know. You know, hey, what is it going to be? And it's just going to be my, like, me sitting here. Shannon Sharp ain't across from me. You know, I'm not a Cat Williams, but apparently people think that I'm Cat Williams just because, you know, I do comedy and I'm small with long hair. That doesn't technically make me Cat Williams. You know, sometimes I have a cadence of cat whenever I'm on stage, but I'm not out here about to go ahead and spill the tea on everybody. I don't really know too much tea about people out in Texas. Put that Cat Williams thing. It lit a fire up on the people's asses. The Black Comedians out there, the Black Comedians Group. There's a group on Facebook called the Black Comedians Group. And that's where I get all my information from. That's where I get my news from. You know, I saw news today and it made me sad. It made me sad. That's why I try to avoid the news. I've been avoiding the news since college. And I've been out of college for quite some time. I can't put a number or a date on it because my memory don't work that way. But just understand that I'm in a flow state. Now, I'm not really in a flow state, but you get it. I'm, you know, this is just what it is. This is just how I approach my situation. I can't Theo Vaughn this shit just because I'm not Theo Vaughn, but he is from my city. And shout out to Mark Norman and all them. You know, eventually we'll run around to each other, but at this point in time, this is what I got to do to get to where I need to get. Do I have to? I don't, you know, but how else are you going to see what I'm doing if I'm not out there like that? And it's not like they got scouts coming around to these these holes in the walls that a nigga comes to and shit. And, you know, you got to rely on other folks. You got to rely on other people just to get to where you want to go. To get to where you need to go, you can't do it all by yourself. You can't just be all alone in this situation. You need others to help you. And I get that. I do get that. It just, you know, I'm one of those people that I wait to get asked to do things. But Tyler was like, nigga, you're good enough. What you asking for? I mean, what you waiting for? Go ask. Somebody is waiting for you to come up to them and be like, hey, man, can I do this? Can I do that? I'm like, oh, I've been waiting for you to ask, Kyle. Where you been at? And, you know, been in my house doing my thing. You know, I can't wait till this. Updates on probation. Still on that shit. Still on it. It sucks. It's probably going to be a bit different once I'm not on it no more. Because when I do probably come back on here again, I'll probably be high as fuck. Which will be nice. And these coffees, they'll probably change to a beer. Maybe. Shout out to Shane Gillis, who got a Bud Light deal because he drinks a lot of Bud Light. Bud Light's cool. I'm not a big Bud Light fan, but I don't mind. I don't mind a nice Bud Light, especially if I get offered a Bud Light for free. Yeah, what? That's how I fucked up the first time on probation. Getting free drinks for doing so well at a show. That's what happens when, you know, I wouldn't say the bottom of the barrel type of entertainer, but most entertainers, especially comics, comedians, poets, you know, I've been getting paid. But when you first start off and you do well, you get paid in drinks and drink tickets and shit. And hey, if you're ready for this life, that's what it might be. That's what it might be. You'll get paid in things that you don't want. Well, you might want it. I don't know. I know beforehand people used to get paid in coke, and it's probably still happening. I mean, and you know what? Crack is still a thing. Like, that's crazy. Like, people still doing crack. Like, it seems like that would be no more. But, you know, as long as a motherfucker is willing to cook it up, a motherfucker is still willing to smoke it. People are still out here willing to smoke crack. And It is not in my wheelhouse. I did not know. But, hey, make your money however you make your money, I guess. I'm not saying sell crack, you know. I mean, keep it in the powder form. Like, upgrade your life. Like, why are we out here doing crack? Go to crystal meth or something like that. I heard it's a lot better. I'm just, hey, this is hearsay. This is hearsay. I don't know. Crack, though? Really? Why? That was like an 80s thing. Like, we can't leave that back in the past. We understand what drugs was terrible. You know, we see what these Percocets and shit do to people. Like, get you some pure MDMA. Like, why would you not go that route? I don't know if Percocets and Molly are in the same category of what they do to you, but some pure MDMA is nice. Oh, it'll have you doing this with your fingers. I miss those days. You know, but I don't come here to talk to you about drugs. I come here to talk to you about chasing your dream. But this is what it takes. It doesn't take Percocet. It just takes a strong mind, a strong-willed mind, just to continue and keep going. Even though, you know, you don't know if things are working like they should, if this is actually reaching anybody, if this will do anything. You know, I'm here to do what I need to do, basically. You know, I got things that I write down, you know, and it's like, do you talk about that? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I get on it. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you won't. I'm enjoys have nuts. Mounds don't. And so it's like, what direction do you go in? What direction do you take? I don't know. There's many directions you can take. There's a TikTok route. You can go that route. There's the YouTube route. You can also go that route. It depends on if you're going to stick to it or not. That's the whole thing. It's like a New Year's resolution. Some people only stick to it for so long and then they give up. Like, this is me not giving up. This is me just beefing up the package. You know, I have one package, just straight audio, which is one thing. But to have this right here, this ramps up the situation. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. So now I have another outlet that people can go ahead and look at me on. And it's getting to the point to where it's like, oh, I got a lot more work on my plate, which is nice, which is like it keeps my mind intact because I can't just sit down and not do anything. My brain is going a mile a minute always. And it's like, who you talking to? Nobody. I'm just here. You get it. You understand. You try just sitting in the room having an hour conversation with nothing. Nothing's here. Nothing here besides me looking at myself, which helps a little bit to go ahead and just tell y'all whatever. It's not whatever, but you get it, you know. Trying to help any the best way I can. I can give a TED talk, I guess, if somebody wanted me to talk about something. I mean, I know what to talk about. I wanted to teach kids, but as this felony rolls around and it's like, will it be dismissed? Who knows? That's going to make it very difficult to teach kids because that background check will not let that happen at all. You know, it's just like, oh, what are you doing around my child? You are a felon, sir. No. Don't look at it like that. You know, they got worse people out here in the world besides me. Plus, I'm about as tall as your child. So I am I'm non-menacing. Even though I'm the maniacal menace, I'm very non-menacing, you know. That's probably why fucking cats and shit like to come around. I had a black cat the other day. I thought it was trying to eat my chickens, so I kicked it in the butt. And it did not go away. It just came and meow and meow, and it rubbed its ass up on me and shit. And I'm like, I'm allergic, so get away. And I saw it about to pounce. Either that or it was scared that my chickens were about to attack it. I don't know. The chickens were at a standstill and that cat was it was about to do something. And so I was like, mm-mm. It found its way to the front porch, though, and it wanted to come in. And at one point it did get in my house. And I was like, oh, no, you have to get out. You have to get out. And it's a black cat, all black cat. The stereotypes about black cats, like you're not supposed to have one cross your path or it's going to be bad luck. I don't know who came up with that, but at one point they were killing black cats. And, you know, the bubonic plague came around because they thought black cats were just witches in disguise or whatnot. And it's like, no, why would you do that? And then the bubonic plague came back. But the cats were out there killing the rats that were causing the bubonic plague. And it's like, well, let's get rid of these witches and these demons. And it's like, they must have seen Hocus Pocus. Huh, who knows? I enjoyed that cat on Hocus Pocus. Didn't want him to die. He couldn't die. He got rolled over and his side got crushed and everything. He just hop, boom, and then blew that thing back open. And he was like, oh, that cat's back alive. That's good. I thought he was going to die. But it's a Disney movie. Not many things die in Disney. It's crazy when you see a cartoon die. Oh, that's some sadness. That's some sadness. Speaking of cartoons dying, I played a Plague Tale Requiem. Oh my goodness. All right, this is where I nerd out about certain things that I'd like to play. Like, I'm a PS5 guy and that's it. I'm not going to hop over to Xbox and nothing like that. I'm all PlayStation. So when we get our free downloads, I love to play the games that these indie games. Oh my goodness. Like, if you get me immersed into a story that you got going on and I'm out here sneaking around killing niggas with a slingshot, David and Goliath style. Whoo. And it's just a plague of rats that's eating people. And it's controlled by my little brother. What? Oh, my goodness. This game is so dark. It is so dark. You don't expect it. You don't expect it to go the route that it goes. But as you play along, you're like, oh, no, I know this is not about to happen. And it does. It does. There's no spoilers for me. I don't spoil shit because I get it. But if you want a good sneak around game to play, that's the one to play right there. A Plague Tale Requiem. Cinematically, it is amazing. It is an amazing game. To say it was a free game, oh, the graphics are great. You know, it's you're a little French girl or a little. You're this little boy's older sister. I'd say she's about like maybe 19, 20. I don't know. I'll probably be wrong on the age. I can't tell the age of a game character. I don't know. You know, most of these people nowadays, I can't tell the age of. I watch a lot of UFC, and I'm older than a lot of UFC fighters. And they all look like they're in their late 40s. And it's weird. It's weird. I'm like, damn, what am I doing with my life? This nigga's out here busting ass. And he only 26. And it's like, whoa. But they also live hard lives. But this game, though, this game, so good. I've also been playing Evil West. It's real cartoon kitty like, the graphics on it. It catches my attention. It's another vampire game. It's not no Days Gone or nothing like that. But you know, my actual games. I do need the Last of Us 2 remastered. I would like to get back on that. I guess that if you just want a good story, and also get the shit scared out of you, but also fight some different type of zombies or the undead. Last of Us, okay? If you ain't never played The Last of Us, get on it. It is a game to play. Like, you get invested in these characters. Ugh, I love it. I love a good game that I can get invested in. God of War, yes. I get invested in the characters that I like to play. Days Gone, the story on there is great. It some of it gets a little repetitive, but who cares? Wouldn't you just like to kill a horde of zombies with crafted weapons in a post-apocalyptic world? Yeah. I crafted this jug bomb that I'm about to throw into this horde of over 1,000 zombies. Chase me. Let me hop on my motorcycle and ride away. Oh, you got bear zombies. Oh, no, those are hard. Those are hard to fight, but a good game, just, it takes your mind away, especially when there's so many things that I think of that I'm just like, oh, I need to do this, oh, I need to do that, and it's like, overwhelming. That takes away the overwhelming feeling for me, is to be able to play a game. You know, I also got my son, and he's a little overwhelming himself, but, you know, that's my child, so I get it. I understand. And once he gets older, it's going to be a problem. He himself is going to be a heart stopper. Oh, already. Them cheeks is just nom, 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 nom. You just want to bite them cheeks, you know, but I get it. Yeah, I do this for him. I do this for you. Hey, Nola, that's for you, man. Shout outs. So, you know, you just gotta keep moving. You gotta keep it going. Don't stop. Like, I could be doing poetry tonight. Shout out to Hot Top Poetry, by Mr. Composition. He hosts a Saturday night poetry mic. Starts at 8:00. And it is, like, I just love when there's a fresh open mic. You shouldn't have to pay to come to an open mic either. That's that bullshit. But certain mics, depending on where you're going, you know, depending on the severity, depending on the popularity of that mic, you know, you might have to pay fees or whatnot. But, you know, it's this, the Poetry Lounge, they don't, if you're a performer, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay. And that's an open mic, which is, that's nice. So there's certain places you can go to. There's certain outlets you can be in, you know. So I don't know. We need to support. You need to support others. You need to get out there. If you're going to be part of this world, get out there. Just don't just assume that things are going to come to you, because they don't. I mean, some of it does. Some of it, you might have a good luck. Your luck might be like a 22 or something like that. That is the last thing I put up on a character, is the luck. I don't know. I'm good with these hands. Let me just fight these motherfuckers. And if a health drops, a health drops. I don't worry about getting the perks from the luck, you know. But and this is just how you really gotta think about how life is gonna go for you. Like, what do you want? What do you want out of life? Where do you want to go? Where do you want things to be? And don't just assume that it's gonna happen overnight. None of this shit is overnight. None of this shit is overnight. This camera didn't, I mean, this camera was shipped overnight and it came, but it ain't just gonna, you know, just appear because that's what you want. Just think of it like that. Think of it like you ordering a package and it's gonna take 7 to 10 business days to get there. I'm ordering a package to, not fame, more of notoriety. More of, there's a word that I want to use that I don't have in my mind right now, but just because we were asked in the Black Comedians group, now as you look at things, as you get older in this, do you want to be famous? And fame doesn't look fun. Fame doesn't look fun. I do want to be noticed. I want to be able to move around freely and be able to be paid well from my art and whatnot. And I've met a few people. There's this dude, Sean Williams, shout out. He is Grammy nominated for his poetry. Like Obie West, he has a residency in Las Vegas for his poetry. Shout out. So I definitely would like to have that type of life to where like my only job besides doing things like this is to just get up and recite, get up and entertain, be that entertainer guy that, you know, that I would, that people want to see. I want to be welcomed everywhere, basically. That's good. Anywhere I go, I want to be welcomed. Probably should have switched that over, but whatever. I just want to be I want to be able just to get up on the stage and, you know, be paid for my talents, which is not going to happen everywhere. It's not going to happen immediately. And I get that. I do get that. And I always dread that happening. Having my shit just turn off on me unexpectedly. There's batteries in there. Like, why would you just... But sometimes that little cord doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And I've always dreaded that happening. But it did. It did. And this is just another thing I got to deal with. You know, it ain't easy. This shit ain't easy. You know, I don't. There's things that I still have to learn. There's things that I'm going to have to get with the program on. Just because not everything is going to come to you like you want it. Not everything is going to be handed. Not everything is going to be easy. There's going to be problems. There's always going to be problems. You know, I had certain things that I wanted to. It doesn't. None of this really matters. I don't know. Like certain topics that I wanted to talk about. Do I need to? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe if I want to get more ears on me. Maybe if I want clickbait and all that. But most of the time, I don't care about that. Maybe I should care about it. You know, do you care about it? Do you care what I do? Like, now that you see me on here, does this appeal to you? Does this like, I don't care to listen to this nigga just ramble on about nothing? Is it nothing, though? Or is it helpful? Is it silly? Or is it boring? Who knows? Who knows? You know, I got a pretty quality picture that I can keep up there. You know, the things that I write, how I write. How do you write? Do you know how you write? Are you a person that does write? You know, does this interest your algorithm? Does this pop up in your feed? It's like, oh, I want to see what this nigga got to say. Yeah, who cares? I care, I guess. I mean, I do it. I do it often. So it's like, where should I go with it? What should I do? It's not like I just come up with crazy antics or anything like that. Things off the head. I mean, basically, this is off the dome. This is like my own type of freestyle where it's like, what are you talking about? A whole lot of things that hopefully will help somebody. You know, this is the whole purpose of the podcast itself. I've also had questions in my head that I thought about. Like, I was never one of those people to go ahead and ask my parents about sex. But is that a thing nowadays? As you're getting older, to ask your parents about sex? How your parents have sex? Do you even know how your parents have sex? Whose people's parents are comfortable with them talking about sex? Ain't that wild? I never got comfortable around my daddy. I remember one time I hurt my balls. Like, I slid down a pole, and one of the little hooks on the side that hold the crossbar, it was broke, and I slid past it real fast, cut my balls up. And it was painful, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I need to go to the doctor about this situation, but I need to tell my daddy because my nuts hurt. You know, I'm very young, but also if I gotta tell my daddy that my nuts hurt, he probably gonna have to look at him. And I don't know how long it's been since my daddy seen my nuts or my penis. And it's been a very long time since I was a little boy. And the last time he probably seen it is when he changed my diaper. And now that I'm older, you know, I'm older, I understand what's going on. I need to get it looked at still. Like, besides having the doctor look at it, he needs to see that, making sure that I ain't sliced my ball bag open. And I'm not that type. We not that type of family. But my daddy's always there, though. He'll be there to help whatever I need. So it's like, daddy, I hurt my balls. And he's like, well, let me see. Nah. Well, how am I gonna know how bad it is? Did you look? I didn't look. I don't want to see it. Like, so, you know, had to show my daddy my balls. Just like, what happened? I slid down the pole and the thing, it cut me. And I don't know. I think it sliced open. My nuts might be leaking out. I'm not sure. Well, I need to see. You don't need to see. He needed to see. And it was nothing. You know. But those are the things. Those are the things you got to worry about. You know, when I get older, if he hurts his little pee-pee, like, what am I? I'm going to have to show him. Because he's, you know, it's like, I'm the daddy. Like, I got, hey, then if you hurt yourself, I got to check it out. Like, we might need to bring you to the doctor. It might be worse than what you're thinking. You're not sure, especially if you didn't look at it yourself. You know, if he asks me about sex, what am I going to tell him? I have a friend that actually, he is there for his children. And he's there to the point to where he'll tell his kids anything. And I might be misspeaking about this. This is what he's told us. Like, when it comes to putting on condoms, are you going to teach your son how to put on a condom? And if you do teach your son how to put on a condom, how will you teach him how to put on a condom? Like, mothers can do that. There's fucking videos, pretty sure, on YouTube that you can see how to put on a condom. You know, there's videos on YouTube how to shave your asshole. You know, YouTube, it's educational. But his way to show his kids on how to put a condom on was, look, this is how you put a condom on. And he showed it. He showed his children, his one child, how to put the condom on himself. Like, this is how daddy puts his condom on. So basically, he got his penis erect, and then he proceeded to roll the rubber down over his dick. Boom. That's how you do it, son. Now you try. It's like, what? This is how we teaching our kids with personal experiences? Like, you gonna teach them how to fuck too? Like, that I don't think I'm gonna teach my kid that way. That's not about to happen. I'm not about to show my kid how to put on a condom that way. You know, you could get a banana or a cucumber and do it like that. You ain't got to show him with your own dick. But, hey, that's your kid. However you want to do it, you do it your way. You're like, but my way? Mm-mm. Tell my kid to fuck without rubbers anyway. Get him pregnant. Don't do that. Don't. That's not what's up. You know, there's more things that I could talk about like that. But it's like, should I? Is that what gets people's attention? Is that appealing to you to talk about fucking appropriate condom etiquette? You got to pinch the tip, man. Reservoir tip. Most of them come with reservoir tips anyway. It's just so it can catch it. Spermicide. You know condoms have an expiration date on it? Yeah, let them know that too. Because you don't want to just go up in there trying to fuck with an outdated condom. The lubricant and the spermicide is all done for. And you got a dry rubber now. Them wallet condoms, don't keep condoms in your wallets either. That's like I'm teaching people. Don't condom etiquette 101. Don't keep condoms in your wallet because you sit on your wallet. Do you sit on your wallet? Sometimes it's not good to have a thick wallet because it'll hurt your back. Like it'll fuck up your hip and shit. Like you shouldn't really sit on a wallet. Get them skinny wallets or keep it in your front pocket or in the car. But it depended on where you stay because some people be robbing. So like you there's so many things out here that can fuck you up. You know, I remember I had somebody lend me a condom. Get your own condoms. You know, find out which condoms are good for you and get your own. Like I've had somebody lend me a condom and I don't know how long they had that condom for. That condom was old as fuck. That condom came out crinkly. You know, condoms shouldn't crinkle. They shouldn't crinkle at all. And it sounded like fucking rolled up newspaper when I tried to fucking put that thing on. Put it on, it didn't stay on for long. Wound up having just a ring at the bottom. It's like, where did the rest of it go? It disintegrated. That bit was gone. You gotta be careful out here in these streets, man. Get your own condoms. It ain't have no lubrication on it or nothing like that. And if she says she allergic to condoms and latex, there's lambskin. I had to learn that the hard way. It was nice because it's like, oh, this is the reason why we're not fucking with rubbers. Okay, cool. You don't mind? I don't mind. I don't mind barebacking it, getting in there raw dog with that thing. But, you know, hey. Be careful, because motherfuckers is having kids and babies out here and they're not taking care of them. We ain't animals. I mean, we're mammals. And some people like to eat other people open like antelopes and cantaloupes. I don't know. The Eminem verse. Eminem and Benzino. Have y'all been watching that beef? Eminem came with some hey, beefs though? Hey, I miss a good fucking beef between people. Like Drake and Meek Mill? Oh, fun times. Drake and Pusha T? Oh. That was some good rap beefs right there. Now you got Nicki and goddamn Megan? Oh, Megan smashed her. Whew. That's some good rap beefs right there. Nicki came back and she is still trying to come back. You still trying to come back, Nicki. Whatever you thought you was gonna do. Just because you got a bunch of fans out there that's riding with you don't mean that you did well. Like, she like the high yellow chick in the back that ain't got no comebacks, but swear she do because, you know, she pretty and she got all the people behind her. That shit was trash. That shit was garbage. It's a lot better than what Benzino did, but Benzino got ghostwriters writing for him. Nigga Cassidy wrote that whole fucking verse for you. Your whole little second verse that you tried to come back at him with, and nigga, okay, sure. Get the fuck out of here, Benzino. Nigga, you got a jaw like a pit bull, nigga. God damn, nigga, you got a superhero jawline. Nigga, what is happening? Like, has his face always been like that? Has his face always been prominent like that? Nigga, jaws stick out like the wings on a Tesla? I don't know. And then you got Lamborghini doors on your face. Why your jaw so wide, my nigga? God damn. Like, is that steroids? Like, what is going on? Nigga, the whole giraffe no neck thing? Nigga, that shit was hilarious because you don't have a neck. Where did it go? Like, you got spinal surgery or some shit. Jesus. Oh, man. He did throw Coyle Ray in there. And you know Eminem. Eminem, you don't like people talking about your daughter. Why are you going to talk about his daughter like that? Well, I don't know why he did that. Yeah, but that's just my opinion about it. It's like, damn. These niggas out here taking shots at people's family. All right. I guess. You know. Tis what it is. Tis life. You get it in there as you can. Is that 17 or 7%? I hope it says 17. These batteries, don't know. I'm gonna probably need something to stick in here so we can just go on for longer. I mean, the camera says it runs for over an hour, but the battery don't let it run for over an hour. Not an hour and a half. I know that for at least. It's not gonna run that long. But like I said, like this is what I gotta deal with, you know? We in here. We doing what we gotta do. I'm giving content. Like and subscribe. Hit me up at tellmeajokeyo@gmail.com. If you got any questions, you got any type of things that you want to ask me, if you want me to do something specific, you hit me up. You can. It's okay. I respond to people. I throw this out there like as if people listen. We're already like probably like 40 minutes in, and it doesn't matter if you do or if you don't. I'm still going to continue to do this. It would be nice to have a producer or a co-assistant or whatever, just somebody here with me to do extra. So I'll bring my wife on, but you know, that's a different conversation right there. And that's more of a family thing. It's not like I have somebody behind the scenes, no editors or nothing like that. I am the editor. I am the all in all. I do everything here. Work on the sound and whatnot. I do what I gotta do. You know, so it's fun though. It's fun to be able to sit here and just rattle off things that I have in my mind. Dress up or dress down? How do you prefer to be on stage? Do you prefer to be on stage dressed up? Do you prefer to be on stage dressed down and comfortable? It depends on the situation. It depends on the show. The last show I was at We Go Live, shout out to Scott Free and Courtney Lynn. Very good show. I wore my wedding suit there because it just seemed appropriate. Pink suit that I got off of Amazon. Oh man, I've put on a few lbs now. I'm getting up there. That daddy weight came in full force. Put on a few lbs. I'm almost 140. Almost 140. I'm still a bantamweight in this motherfucker. So, you know. That suit was fitting mighty tight. But I think when I got the suit, it's for Asians. It's a suit built for Asians. Like these Asians are small. They stay small. So you know, I've always had big traps, kind of like Goldberg, and my chest and neck area was always big. So just to be able to fit in that again, like I'm a probably always still be able to fit in it, but it did feel like I was gonna hulk out of it at one point, depending on what I'm doing. I can't wear the jacket the entire time. Yeah. So but that's my frame. That's my little bitty frame. I don't get much bigger than this. I do try. You know, but I don't like the weight that I put on because my body's not prepared for the weight to be put on like that. My knees are terrible. I used to be a tumbler when I was young. So I finally got rid of the shoulder bursitis. But when it comes down to these knees, oh, nigga, first step in the morning is a doozy. Am I going to stay up? Am I going to be able to continue walking? I don't know. Probably need some knee braces. The wife said I need to go to the doctor. I was like, bitch, I ain't been to the doctor since high school. Once you go to the doctor, that's when everything starts to fail after that. Now I'm worried. I'm nervous. Just like black people going to therapy. We don't do it. It is, you know. But crying is not going to help. So. Also, all of this coffee is going to have me shitting myself. So. I do wanted to mention that before I get out of here. What is the best mixed race? There's a lot of mixed races out here now, and I am on the fence of black and Asian or black and Mexican. Blasian babies are beautiful babies. Okay, yeah, you ain't gonna never see no more beautiful, not a cuter baby than a black. I mean, I made a cute baby, but a Blasian baby with the hair and the cheeks and everything, with the, you don't know if they're gonna come out with the slant eye or the roundish slantish eye. Oh my goodness, adorable babies. But older ethnicity, that I seen by somebody on Millionaire Matchmaker, she was Filipino and Mexican or something like that. Or is that two of the same things? Okay, Asian and Filipino or something. I don't know. She was very pretty. She was a model, but she had a body like Megan. No, not Megan Good. Yeah, okay, let's say Megan Good. Let's just say Megan Good. And yeah, with the Asian look and in a light complexion. Oh my goodness. That is a beautiful race. It's just beautiful. Like whatever a Kardashian, like when I was in LA, these Palestinian, Pakistanis or whatever, that just a mixture of that, when you put these two races together, because hey, white folks, hey, just understand, yeah, hey, once these races blend, oof, beautiful. Like you just, hey, you going, that's how you whitewash all of the white right there. That's how you get rid of it. You just mix it up, the black and white come beautiful children, and then when they get older, it's like, oh, look at that hair. Like, who you got your hair from? Your mama or your daddy? It don't matter. You got to look at all these Meghan Markles out here. Come on. You get it. I mean, I'm not a fan of Meghan Markle, but you understand. She is on Suits for a reason, because everybody on Suits is beautiful. You know, fucking Harvey. Hey, it's a beautiful man right there. That is a handsome man. And you can't just. Physically, the features, I don't give a fuck for Mike Ross. And Jessica, whoo, that's my old lady right there. Meaning that she's old and she's a lady. So, meaning that right there, yes. That is, she's all black. That's what I prefer to see right there. Mm-hmm. And she probably somebody grandma. And you know how I feel about grandmas. Oh, I love me a good grandma. A sexy grandma, oh. Put her in a fucking pantsuit or a blazer. Nigga, get out of here. Love it. Love it. Y'all tell me what mixed race is the prettiest out there. Like, Texas got a lot of mixed race. Everything. It's more of like black and Mexicans, which is, that is something. You got a lot of fucking that Mexican OTs out here. Just a slimmer version of a Mexican OT with a little black in them. Yeah, that hair, it's just amazing hair that they got. Good facial features. Great facial features. And athletic like a motherfucker. Just see him climb a wall. Whew, out of there. Man, it just you understand the mixture of a black and a Mexican? How quickly they'll be able to get over any type of obstacle. You get that? Do you understand that? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Like, you ain't catching that. You're not catching that type of person at all. The stamina and the heart that this person has and the athleticism from both sides of the family. Come on. Come on. You can't knock them out and you can't catch them. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Many things to talk about. But, you know, as I come to an end, as I wrap this up, because I'm over here prairie dogging it, and I feel as if I've covered things to where people can learn, take my knowledge and use it and apply it to their daily life to help them out with this situation or whatever situation that they might want to do. If you want to be an entertainer, if you want to be in this field of entertainment and making people feel better about themselves, you know, hey, this is what I'm here for. Am I? Who knows? Shh, don't tell him. I don't know. You know, that's always fun. But this helps me get things off of my chest, and also it helps me when I get on stage because I have things to talk about now. More things to talk about, just because, hey, some of these can turn into bits, but, you know, you got to get on stage. Got to get on stage, practice, because just writing shit, you're not Cosby. You're not Cosby. It's not just going to come. You also have to get on stage and see what works. And it's not going to work in the first place you go to. And, you know, it might not work everywhere, but in certain places it will work. You got to see what works where. So these are the breaks. These are the life situations that you got to deal with. So this has been me, and this has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing the dream. I've been your host of Maniacal Minutes, Kyle Smith. Said a whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. Like, subscribe, share, tell somebody to tell somebody. That's what gets me to these dances. And, you know, if you got any questions here, if you got something that you, a story that you have or whatnot, hey, hit me up at tellmeajokeyo@gmail.com. But till next time, man, keep dreaming, jokers. I'll see y'all next week.